Good morning, everyone. If you can hear me, say good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our annual congregational meeting. We will be walking through our agenda. Our agenda today is pretty straightforward. We're going to welcome one another. We are going to say our covenant together, and we're going to put that up here in a moment. And then we're going to entertain two motions. The first is the slate of nominees for your board, your executive board. And then we have a congregational budget that we would ask for approval of. And then we're going to entertain a motion to adjourn. Right? Yeah, thank you, Molly. You're in charge of that motion. First of all, I would like to thank everyone who makes, as Pam said earlier today, running the UUC a possibility. And sometimes it's a miracle, and sometimes it's just absolutely not miraculous, but lovely anyway, beautiful music. So thank you to everyone. This afternoon in particular, I would like to thank Frank DuPont, who has agreed again to be our parliamentarian. Now, he's told me he cannot tell me how to decide. He does not make decisions. That as parliamentarian, he's like Switzerland. He's totally neutral, which is really disappointing because I'm sure some of you would really like him to tell me what to do. Just talk to my mother. So thank you, Frank, for serving as our parliamentarian. So if we do need to move our process along, we may take a pause so that Frank can do some thinking and we can consult and talk through what our next steps ought to be. I would like to take a moment now also to thank all of the members of the current board, the executive board. Thank you all for being such a fantastic team with whom to work. It's been a joy and a pleasure. Working with Pam as our minister is also pure joy, and we have, I think, really come very, very far as an organization and especially as a community of faith with her guidance and leadership. So we are indebted to her and her being a part of the great soup of which we all are a part. I would like to thank also the Finance Committee. The Finance Committee works all year long in partnership with the board and with the minister and others to keep track of finances, and our fiduciary responsibility as a board is paramount. So that work is really, really important to keeping us not only solvent, but also legal in the eyes of folks like the state and the feds and some other folks that care a little bit about what we're up to. The Stewardship Committee, congratulations to the Stewardship Committee. You all rocked it. This year we inaugurated a Pledge Early part of our campaign, which seems to have resulted in some really wonderful successes. And for those of you who are introverted, you didn't have to get phone calls or visits. Right? And you're like, oh, please, do I have to pay you to not come visit me? So thank you all for who did pledge early. It does, in fact, help us with the budgeting process. And the next year's board will continue to work with Stewardship and Finance to see how we might continue to evolve in that process, complete with online giving and some other mechanisms that we might put into place. So I want to thank everyone who makes it possible for us to reach this point today. Also the Leadership Development Committee, who spends the entire year recruiting folks who are willing to serve and serve in our leadership, especially our board leadership capacity. And that does take conversation. It takes a little cajoling. Sometimes bribery and extortion are involved. Oh, no, that's not true. Thank you for serving. It is a time commitment, but it is also great, great joy to participate with this community in a leadership way. So thank you all very, very much.
And I think this is an appropriate opportunity also to thank our outgoing board members. There are three of them who are finishing up serving a two-year term. The first is Amy Pruden-Bocci, member at large. I'm not sure if Amy is here. I haven't seen her today. Also, Irene Peterson, our secretary, who's done a fantastic job keeping up with the notes. And she's keeping the minutes of this meeting today. So thank you very much. And of course, our outgoing president, Ellen Plummer, who's been a great mentor to me, and I think all of the board, and big shoes to fill, but I think she's done a fantastic job, and we're going to miss her very much. So, yeah, one more round of applause for all those outgoing board members. Thank you all so much.
I have for distribution, may I have a volunteer, please, to help with distributing? Do I have any young people who want to help me? Rev Pam, would you ask our helpers? Any other young volunteers? Come on, Jamie. Thank you, Patrick. So what we are passing out right now is a snapshot of the work that all of us have collectively done. These are our ministries, and it is, in effect, our annual report. All of the committees, most of the committees have submitted the highlights of their work, and we have captured them on this one piece, which will also be available on the website. Thanks to everyone. It's astonishing to see this infographic. It's humbling to see how much we collectively do for our own congregation and then, obviously, for our community beyond. If we don't have enough copies, we can share. The full reports will also be on the website. We would like together to read the covenant. Not everyone can see this, so shall we repeat it? So we're going to do a call and response covenant today. Ready? Here we go. We covenant to create a place of respect and kindness. We covenant to create a place of respect and kindness, and to build a spiritual community based on reason and courageous love. And to build a spiritual community based on reason and courageous love. We will listen to one another respectfully. Assume good intentions. Use the power of our words with care. Express gratitude. Honor our differences. Help one another, and welcome all. We will communicate directly, honestly and compassionately. When we hurt one another, we will forgive, make amends, and reconnect. While we celebrate the words of our mission statement and of this covenant, we affirm that our mission lives through our actions. Thank you all very much. Just a gentle reminder that this is our covenant, our agreement with one another. Thank you. I was thinking this morning during the reading, I love this notion of how we're all seedlings, right? And that the seedlings are the puppies and the kitties of the plant world. We all say, oh, how cute. So I'm counting on all of us here today to be seedlings so that we can go through this meeting going, oh, how cute. I would love a motion to accept our agenda. Can we go? Oh, thank you. Do I have a second? All in favor? Thank you. See, this is why God made parliamentarians. I would like to announce that we have a quorum. We have, where are my numbers? We have 217 individuals eligible to cast a vote during today's meeting, and I'm happy to announce that our quorum is 111. So thank you. Thank you very much. I would like to entertain a motion, please, for approval of the slate of nominees for our board, our executive board. Barbara? Barbara moves. A second? Thank you. Dan seconds. You get next, Jim. Any discussion? Any questions? Any comments from the Leadership Development Committee about this particular slate? Yes, we will read the slate to you. Thank you, Mom. Wayne New, President-elect. Nancy Bodenhorn, Secretary. David Hundley, Member-at-Large. So we have three: Wayne New, Nancy Bodenhorn, and David Hundley. No. Barbara Taylor made the motion, and Dan Kaminsky seconded it. Thank you very much. Any discussion? Are we good? Sir? Who are the other members of the board, of the current board? That will continue. I struck that information from my brain because it doesn't involve me, so I wasn't paying any attention. We have several of them. So if you are a member of the current board, please stand. So Dan Kaminsky, Nancy Norton, Sandy Power, Steve Caton, Irene is rotating off, I'm rotating off, and Amy Bagshi Pruden is rotating off. Call the question? Anybody want to call the question? Thank you. All in favor? All opposed? Any abstentions? The motion carries. Thank you all very much, and congratulations, and thank you. May I please have a motion? Would somebody please move for us to accept the budget? Jim, you get this one. Jim Kern, Irene. Jim Kern moves. Did you get that? Yep, Kimberly seconds. Thank you. We have a motion. It's been seconded. Any discussion? Any questions? Yes, thank you. Susan Baker. Hang on a second, Susan, for a mic.
If we pass the proposed budget, does it mean that there can't be any changes to salaries as the board sees fit?
No, ma'am. Passing this budget is, for all intents and purposes, it is a template for us to use. Most of the items in here might be adjusted or are able to be adjusted depending on our conversation next week as a board. That's not to say that we can just take this whole thing and toss it out the window. We cannot do that as your board. But we do have the authority to make small incremental changes on some of the line items. Thank you. Other questions about the board? About the budget? Other questions? Yeah, I think you ought to question the board too. Yes, please, Kimberly.
If there's a request for a small change, for example, to just have fairly traded coffee just by fiat, because if we don't do it, then who will? But it requires extra money, then would we have to have a plan? I mean, if we made a proposal like that, would we have to have a plan for where the money would come from? Is that how that works?
Kimberly has just volunteered to fund all of the coffee, all of the coffee that we want to buy. Kimberly's question is a good one. If we desire to, for instance, purchase fair trade coffee, which costs more money than if we were to go to one of those box stores and get it, Is that something that the board, how might we make that happen? So my suggestion, my recommendation, and my answer is that first work with Pam and to see, because she is sort of the filter through which our board and committee work occurs. And the other is to then, as a board, we might be able to make adjustments depending on what comes to us. Congregants are always welcome at our board meetings, and we have, they're open, and we have a time dedicated in our agenda so that folks can come to the board and let us know what's on their mind. Let us know what's on your mind and heart. But in terms of that, Pam, did you have any comments you wanted to add in terms of requests like that that have to do with a particular piece of our budget that might require an adjustment up in order to live out our values? Yeah. Thank you. Arthur. Yeah.
I don't have the bylaws in front of me. I know that may surprise you. But is that regard to both Susan's question and then also the other one is that, Kimberly's, is that there's two things. One of them, the final budget, is going to depend upon the board getting together and also looking, because you could even have those big pledges coming in that hadn't gotten there yet. But the other thing is that during the year, I believe that the treasurer has a discretion for being able to add a certain amount of money, and it can, I think you get to have board approval, but it doesn't have to go beyond that.
That's correct.
That's my memory.
That's correct. Thank you, Arthur. Tim.
With respect to the coffee, I think one of the ways we've tried to do this in the past is we put out the coffee jar and we let people, you know, make a contribution. And just we keep reminding people, I guess, that one of the things that we do with that money is to buy fair-traded coffee.
Thank you, Tim. Other questions, comments about the board? We have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any other additional conversation, discussion? Yes, sir. Bill Baker. Hang on, please.
The budget that we're voting on is the same budget that was presented about 2 weeks ago after the service. Am I correct on that?
Yes, sir. The budget that is here is the budget that was shared by Steve at the congregational meeting 2 weeks ago. This budget does not take into account pledges that have come in the last couple of weeks, nor does it take into account what we're anticipating towards the end of our fiscal year, which is adjustments in the line items of unexpended funds. We have to leave those in place until the end of the fiscal year. I'm looking at Sandy for confirmation of that. She's nodding her head. Yes, thank you. Yes, Arthur.
Just again, is that that budget is accessible from the annual meeting page, and also any updates will also be available from that. And also on the finance page, you have to use the password to be able to get at the actual budget numbers themselves. But they will be accessible as I get them to put them there.
Where do we stand currently? How do we expect to finish this year?
We don't know exactly yet. We're waiting for that $1 million pledge from you so that we can, you know, zero ourselves out in the positive. To date, we have pledges in the amount of $322,516. So just in the vicinity of $322,000, which is, if you take all of those pledges and add them together, our budget reach, or our budget was $320,000. So just based on our pledges, we have about $2,000 beyond what we budgeted for. I have to say, hold on, Wayne, I'm getting corrected by Wayne.
I believe that is the adjusted budget you're speaking about, not our initial reach budget.
You're exactly right, Wayne. I'm so glad he's going to be president-elect. You're exactly right. We are beyond the budget we have now to work with is above what we presented to you 2 weeks ago.
I was actually asking about this year that we're finishing.
Oh, the current year.
Yeah, that ends June 30th. What are we going to have? Do we expect a surplus, a deficit?
We're expecting a surplus. I hope I didn't just jinx that. We're expecting a surplus. We do have some funds that weren't expended by some of our committees. Not much. We also have some overages also in some of our committees, some of our areas. We'll have to balance those out. It's not gobs and gobs of money. We're not rolling in it. But we are expecting to finish the fiscal year in the plus. I will share with you that some of the priorities that the board has been discussing in the bigger picture as priorities. Number one is we have a minister who will be passing, who will be achieving final fellowship in 2 years, at which point she is eligible for sabbatical. One of the budget items we would like to begin, we should have been doing it all along, to be honest, but we haven't had the capacity to do that. But we want to set aside funds so that we can pay for her sabbatical, support her in that endeavor, and not have it be a huge hit to the congregational budget when she makes the choice to apply to go on sabbatical. So that's one item in our budget that the board has talked about. How do we invest in that particular line item in the not too distant future? The other is a contingency fund. We're gonna come up with a definition of contingency, because it's clear to me that as only UUs can do, we all have about 7 different definitions of what that means and what the rules are. Sandy would like some really crystal clear rules as to what that constitutes. But we had, for instance, we had two trees that fell this year that required being removed. And we want to make it possible so that the folks with those responsibilities can access the funds necessary around safety, around trees falling, around building repairs that might need to be made. And at this moment, we don't have embedded in the architecture of the budget a mechanism by which to do that easily. It winds up being a decision every time. So those are two things. We've also had lengthy discussions, I assure you, about salaries. Pam has been doing a fair amount of work on benchmarking, and there's also conversations occurring at General Assembly associated with equitable and fair pay for ministers, associate and assistant ministers, folks who are involved in music, whether they're choir directors or pianists, religious education, all of those, youth ministry. There are a lot of ways in which congregations are benchmarking with one another to try to articulate what some of the general guidelines are. And administrators. Sorry, Lisa. So we're in process of really trying to examine our policies and approach to salaries and making sure that we lift up the values that we hold dear around equity and just pay. Arthur.
My memory is that the budget we were aiming for before 2 weeks ago, what the board decided at that time, was something like $340,000 rather than the $320,000, which was in that published document. And so what things were dropped and what perhaps might come back if more things come in the next couple weeks?
I'm going to defer to Steve on that. The budget we prepared was based in large part on last year's figures and was chewed on by the Finance Committee, by the board, and was given to stewardship as something to aim for. And that budget has not, I don't think that budget has shifted around at all, Arthur. I think it's persisted forward. The screen? The screen that's not on the wall?
Yeah, we don't have really easy access to that original budget that was 340. I mean, we've got it in our documents, but I don't think we can bring it. Well, no, that was our original proposed budget that we took the stewardship, this 340 that Arthur's referring to. There was an additional REACH budget beyond that as well. And I don't have a quick way of bringing that up right now to go through all the items that were, but monitors were certainly one of them. I think we had some money set aside in some contingency type of a fund. And Dan's really good. He's nodding his head, so please chime in, Dan. What else?
We also looked at some of the expenditures from this year in religious education and in the administration. We looked at some of the IT expenditures, and we did some minor adjusting line by line, and then we consulted with several committee chairs and also with our staff around, was it realistic for us to assume that that these expenditures would be less or more than last year? And quite frankly, those were adjustments around the margins. The bulk of our budget is on personnel and space. So I think there were, Nancy?
We also realized that the income that we had been projected from things like Amazon and Kroger was lower than we had hoped it would be, so we made some more realistic.
So estimates. Our income was also reduced. Thank you, Nancy. That's right.
And you might notice, for those of you that can read this or have looked at the budget before or at the informational meeting, that we are using an estimated surplus from this current year going forward to include in this budget. So, despite the fact that we didn't come very close to our original proposed budget of 340, we've done a fantastic job with the pledges so far and the income, and you know, having to adjust some of the income lower, actually, as Nancy mentioned. But with this expected surplus budget, that's going to help a lot, and some additional pledge and donations that will come in the last 2 weeks. So we'll be making adjustments to this, but I feel like there was one other item that we had had to pull out of that original one, other than the monitors and the contingency.
Here's what I can see. Are the board members going like this? We're all pulling from our memory. There were a lot of small things. There were a lot of things. Any other questions? Call the question. All in favor of the congregational budget, please indicate by raising your hand. Aye. And two for proxies. Thank you, Arthur. Thank you very much. Any no votes? Any abstentions? The motion carries. Thank you all so very, very much. Molly, would you do your job, please? Molly made a motion to adjourn the meeting. Nancy Bodenhorn seconded. All in favor? Blessed be, and amen.